I wasn't one of those who just could turn my back on this town and say, oh, I originally came from that town and now I'm very happy wherever I am, which would have been a lie. I cannot turn my back on this town, though I've lived a considerable number of years outside. You'll keep something going in Gaza for people who come from the outside to be able to be more or less comfortable and be able to witness and remember, witness what's happening and remember there's such a place on the map.
What kind of family do you come from?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask. Because I cannot help it. I do belong to the landed few, the big landowners of Gaza. But we have been in this part of the world for centuries. My grandfather actually was the mayor of Gaza at one time. Then one of my eldest uncles was the mayor. Then my youngest uncle, who passed away last year, was also the mayor of Gaza. In the tradition that they are notables and they are the most respected and the, perhaps the most powerful, they were at the time mayors. Of course, Gaza doesn't have a mayor now. Nobody wants to be mayor. They run everything as they please. Since the age of 13, I was in American and British schools up to the time I graduated from university. In England, I went to Cheltenham Ladies College. Very many people ask me, did you enjoy it? I didn't enjoy one bit of it. But I kept thinking, well, it's a bit like a bitter pill, you have to swallow it because it's good for you. They had us on the run the whole day, changing shoes, putting hockey things on, taking hockey things off, indoor shoes, outdoor shoes, coats, Macintoshes, we were forever changing, and of course doing sports, which was my great problem at school because I had never played this most terrible game called lacrosse.
We're coming for the feast.
The feast. Obviously, newspaper people are not easily scared. The more trouble there was, the more they came. I suppose there's a lot of sensationalism in all this. Well, they were very well served. They saw all kinds of things here.
I'm bureau chief, actually, with VizNews and BBC in Israel, and we shoot pictures for VizNews. It's a British television news agency. We're covering a festival tomorrow, a feast, Muslim feast. Tensions are running very high in the Gaza Strip, and there could be a big eruption of violence. It tends to happen in this kind of situation. And we'll go to sleep in a few hours, probably, drunk. More than a few drinks. And we'll be up at 5 and then we move with a hangover, as happens so often.
Today is Zaid. And it being the first day of the Eid, our first duty is to visit the dead very, very early in the morning, and later on to go and pay our respects to our elders, elder members of the family. Of course, there used to be a kind of fair before in Gaza where children could swing and buy all kinds of sweets and have real fun. And I have a photograph of myself in one of these fairs. with the Intifada, especially, nobody really feels like having fun or anything like that when you know how many people have lost their children and their relatives in this Intifada. It's a very great number. I can't recall it, but we all feel that the rejoicing for the Eid has been very much tempered down and hush-hushed. Intifada means a reassessment of things, a renewal of things. It's as if somebody had been asleep for some time and suddenly wakes up to things and tries to do something about it. There are people who are engaged in day-to-day struggle and efforts directed towards this aim to be independent. We have no identity, we have no proper identity. We are people who owned things and owned land and owned property and completely thrown out and become destitute. I mean, you'd have to react. Because I'm not happy when somebody comes and says, oh, we hate the Jews, we can't bear the Jews. I don't like it. We don't hate the Jews. We hate what the Israeli government is doing, that's for sure. One third of the area of the Gaza Strip, the Israelis have taken over and made their settlements on it. Mostly it's on the coast, therefore it's beautiful land just on the seashore. If asked, they're absolutely certain that this is their land. And when asked further, how do you come to this conclusion? They say, well, God gave it to us. Simple as that. Of course, there's no logic in all this, and there's a lot of pain as well. This is was a tennis court that's attached to my hotel. It was very, very active some time ago, before the Intifada. This plot means a lot to me because it's on the seashore, and as a child I used to spend a lot of time on the sand dunes that were here in those days. We used to fly kites and we were forever barefooted. We didn't need to wear shoes in Gaza because everything was white, beautiful white sand. And we ran up and down the cliffs and we went to swim, and memories are so still vivid in my mind. But things have changed now. This should have been a nice place where to sit and to have a coffee or enjoy yourself. But you have this barbed wire here, which was put by the Israelis. And sometimes I get a shock when I see it. What's this flag doing in Gaza? I think to myself. Then I remember what's happened in these past years.